In the proposed regulation, we have a discussion of the current state of affairs with respect to the federal government's ability to compete with the private sector and the nonprofit sector in hiring students and recent graduates. And what the research has shown is that inexperienced workers have a difficult time getting federal jobs through the regular competitive hiring process. There's a 2008 report from the Merit System Protection Board that notes that there are more people hired into entry-level jobs with 20 or more years of experience than there are with 1 year or less. So while the competitive rules work well, there still is a need for some special accepted service authority to address the fact that workers who lack federal job experience, they sometimes have more difficulty getting in the first place.
Rob, tell me what the key aspects of these proposed regulations are.
The proposed regulations implement the president's executive order from last December that directed us to set up three pathways programs. These regulations create the framework for our internship program, which applies to students at all levels of education. They also set up our recent graduates program, which is a new career development program that's open to people who have obtained a degree or certificate from a trade school, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, advanced degree, within the past 2 years. We have an exception in that program for our veterans. If they were serving in the military during that two-year period, they actually have up to 6 years from the time they graduate to participate. And then we have our reinvigorated Presidential Management Fellows Program. That's a program that's been in place in one form or another for some 30 years. It's the premier leadership development program for the federal government, and these regulations make some important changes to that program that we think will make it more friendly to the advanced degree students that we're reaching out to and make the process work more smoothly.
So why is this new and improved and better than what was already in existence?
The pathways are intended to create more clear, streamlined approaches, internship programs for students, recent grads programs for recent grads, and presidential management fellowship program for advanced degree holders. So we think that that's simple and streamlined. But we also think that their programs are more transparent. We are proposing that there would be information about these programs on the USA Jobs website, which will allow students and recent grads to have more information about the opportunities that are available to them.
How does OPM want agencies to use the Pathways program?
We think that agencies should be actively recruiting from all segments of society. And, you know, as part of their overall recruiting strategy, we think that these programs would be a helpful way for them to bring entry-level talent into their organizations to try them out, either as interns or recent grads, and to see if there's a good fit.
How is OPM going to ensure that agencies don't just try to circumvent the current competitive hiring process, which can be quite burdensome, and fast-track people through this to the detriment of others that would be considered in the competitive hiring process?
These programs are, first of all, are limited to students and recent graduates. The president's executive order makes clear that they're to be used as a supplement to the regular competitive hiring rules and not a substitute for that. We have proposed that agencies would execute a memorandum of understanding with OPM on the ways that they would use the programs. We have proposed that agencies would have to make an investment in the individuals in these programs with respect to career development and training and mentorship. And lastly, the executive order reserves the right to the OPM director to cap these programs, to cap the number of people in them.
What are the next steps? You've proposed these regulations. When's the earliest that they may take effect?
We expect that the final regulations will be out early next year. What happens now is there is a 60-day comment period, which takes us through, I believe, October 4th. We're hoping to get a broad array of comments from everybody who has an interest in these programs. When the comment period closes, OPM will review the comments. We'll make any adjustments to the regulations that we think are appropriate, and then we will publish our final regulations that will explain what the comments were that we received, how we responded to them, and any adjustments to the regulations that are made. And then typically there's about a 30-day period between when the final regulations are published and when they actually take effect.
What will happen to people who are currently in federal internship programs or who may be hired under those programs between now and when this rule might take effect?
We are encouraging agencies to continue to use the existing internship authorities, the existing Presidential Management Fellows Program. We will be issuing guidance to agencies on how to transition people that are in those programs to the new programs when the new programs take effect to make sure that nobody suffers any adverse effects from that transition.